Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
I'm adjusting to the world. Are you guys?
Adjusting?
Are you adjusting to the new world?
You kind of have
to. What is wrong with the new world?
The new world order requires some adjustment and some just subtle changes in your life, you know? Like, everybody's been telling me that there's a show I have to watch.
Which one?
And
is it that Duck Dynasty thing?
No. When you tell me there's a show I have to watch and you say it's on Netflix, what that means is I can binge watch it.
Mm-hmm.
That means I can go in, like if it's Breaking Bad or Walking Dead.
Which is great.
I can go in and watch an episode and then not sit around and go, man, I can't wait for next Tuesday. You know, I can just go right to the second one and the third one and the fourth.
Wow, okay.
What's the show?
So I have to be very careful because you will a whole day will be gone. A whole Saturday will be gone as you watch the entire first season of Homeland or whatever. So the new show that everybody's got me on, I watched three of them last night, is called The Americans. Yeah. Has anybody seen it?
Americans. No.
It takes place in the 80s, okay. And it's about that the Russians raise kids to have speak perfect English and come over here and basically integrate themselves into our society and be Americans.
I think I heard about this.
But they're
show.
Actually Russian spies.
Oh, so it's during the Cold War,
so
right?
It's like
it's a true story.
Salt, like that Angelina Jolie movie?
Didn't see it.
Okay, yeah. I saw it.
So it's during the Cold War?
No, it is exactly like that. I mean,
she worked for the CIA, but so she's a Russian spy.
This is a married couple, but, you know, they were arranged. They just took two basic spies.
They're working.
Young spies, 18, put them together, moved them to America, put them in a house, and said, okay, you're married to each other.
So they really did that back in the day?
And you need to have kids.
Wow.
So these two people that barely know each other have to have sex and have kids.
Wow.
Well.
And... and then they have to also
Friday night.
They have to execute orders from Russia of what to do. Really, really interesting show. Huh. Really cool.
It's called what again?
It's called The Americans.
Huh. Huh. Right.
And you know they have to manufacture drama sometimes in these deals. It's supposed to be a true story. I doubt this part's true. Uh-huh. That while you're living, you know, you got this house. You're the Russian spies. You know, living as Americans.
Yeah.
And, oh, what are the chances? Next door, the head of FBI counterterrorism moves in.
Right.
The head of counterterrorism for the FBI moves in next door.
You know,
next
it's a crazy world and spy kingdoms. And
yeah. See, what I would do if that, I'd move. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but even Homeland, you know, it's just unbelievable stuff happens to keep it going.
So
but
I need to put on my list.
I don't think you'd like The Americans. Though.
I need to put on my list. Homeland, Breaking Bad, The Americans, and Duck Dynasty.
Don't just do one.
I mean, if I could endorse any television show ever in my entire life, it would be Breaking Bad. I mean, it's hands down my favorite show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever. And it only has six episodes left.
And it's not mine. It's not my favorite show.
Okay.
It's a really well done show, but if you're you got to be more like Jenna to like it.
What does that mean?
Like, you got to like Dexter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't. Because it's hardcore. I mean, it's about a chemistry teacher who gets cancer and decides he wants to protect his family.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to make as much money as he can.
Right.
So he uses his chemistry skills to become a meth cooker.
And goes into business with one of his old students that always got in trouble.
And now he's in this underworld of horrible crystal meth drug dealing and all that. And you watch him change and become more and more a bad guy.
Dude, I got stuck till 5 in the morning watching that one day. And I was,
you know, when I watched this past weekend, I could not get enough of it. And I watched like 3 episodes in a
Partridge
row.
Family.
Oh, 3 episodes.
Three all
in
that.
A row.
Dukes of Hazzard.
United States of Bacon. Man.
Oh, my God. It's even worse than I thought.
Not
oh, my God.
Kevin Bacon?
No. Bacon. It's about this big fat dude that goes around the country and just goes to different bacon restaurants. And they have different kind of bacon meals. I mean, it's like macaroni and cheese with bacon.
Don't watch Breaking Bad.
Just a bacon sandwich. One dude had bacon on a stick.
Oh, my gosh. I've never even heard of it.
Bacon on a stick. I'm not lying. And it was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Don't watch The Americans or Breaking Bad. There's no bacon in it. You'd be better off just watching the back of the TV.
I've never seen Al this excited.
I'm getting excited just bacon
not even up. After finally Dr. Girlfriend gave in
United
and said
States
yes.
of Bacon.
Yes! He goes around to just different restaurants. This one lady had a like a stack like 2 feet high.
Oh my gosh, Al!
Oh my gosh, I've never
exciting.
Seen him so passionate about anything.
Oh man!
I mean,
good.
How long could this show last? Though there's only so much bacon.
There's apparently a lot of bacon to be
check
seen.
It out. I'm telling you, United States of bacon.
Let me test your memory on something. When my dad was sick in the hospital, I had to go down there for several days. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I would hang out with him and stuff. And then I had nothing to do at night. And there was a little pub where I could get like a grilled cheese sandwich and a beer at the end of the night. And it's stressful when you're sitting 8 hours in a ICU with someone who's not conscious, who's been intubated,
sure,
and it's your dad, you know?
Yeah.
So I would go sit in this bar, I'm all sad and stuff, and this girl sat down next to me, and she went to the little college across the street, and it was definitely a trust fund college, because it was like $30,000 a year, mm-hmm. and the college is like the size of a large house, and all these rich people from Europe send their kids there.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl is like super hooked up cash-wise.
Sure.
And I'm like, what are you going to do with your life? She was like 20. She goes, well, I've decided I'm going to write a book about coleslaw. You remember this story?
Coleslaw. I do remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. So she recruited a friend, and the two of them traveled across the country in search of America's best coleslaw.
Man,
coleslaw. So now they're doing
polarizing.
It with bacon.
Doing it with bacon, dude. I'm telling you.
Coleslaw is polarizing,
you
know?
It is a polarizing food.
I mean, you either love it or you hate it.
Well, it depends on who makes the coleslaw. Some of it's better than others.
I
am a fan of coleslaw.
Me too.
I do not like the coleslaw.
There are certain foods that are going to taste the same and be prepared the same no matter where you go. But
not coleslaw.
It's not. You know what else isn't? Chicken salad.
Love chicken salad.
Hate chicken salad.
You know, I love chicken salad.
Do you like
salad.
It with grapes or without?
I love chicken salad, and I hate chicken salad.
Okay.
Like, I love normal chicken salad, like Mom used to make, or the chicken salad I can buy from Hormel's that's already prepackaged.
I like it a lot of different ways.
I hate the frou-frou chicken salad.
With the grapes and the cranberries and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I don't
from
know.
The deli next to the boutique that makes it with the grapes and the green
and
stuff.
And the almond slivers.
Oh. Mm.
There's not many
ruining chicken salad.
Culturally diverse foods, but there's definitely a difference between white people chicken salad and black people chicken salad. Yeah. I can't put my finger on it, but you're right. The white people put the little frou-frou.
Not always. My mother doesn't do that, but I like the Chick-fil-A chicken salad. Have you had that? I'm convinced they grind up some of that chicken skin in it.
Love it.
I think so. It's so good.
They grind up some
it has
of that.
Some waffle fries.
That fry, you know, the fried chicken, stuff.
Some of that chicken skin in there. Okay. Who's already filed their taxes?
I have.
Now, Al always gets an extension on top of an extension.
Well, Al's still on 2001.
No, I'm up.
Do you pay taxes, really?
Yeah, for real.
Really?
A lot.
Like, if an agent started digging around right now.
No, stop.
All right.
Dude,
I'm just asking.
A lot. I owe some. I ain't gonna lie, but yeah, I pay.
You owe some, like, they're taking some from you?
Like, you owe money.
You make payments.
I make a payment. Yeah.
I got
a payment
for the first time ever. I always got money back.
Yeah.
First time ever, I got a freaking
You have to pay. Well, that's actually okay, because it means that they didn't take too much out of your
time. That was more than I thought it was going to be.
How much is it? Is it a lot?
Yeah.
Is it thousands?
Not thousands, but in there.
You haven't filed yet because your roommate's doing your taxes.
Yeah, I'm going to have her doing probably.
She's probably
mine are really easy to do. I don't own a home. I don't have any dependents. I don't have anything. So I just enter some numbers.
Yeah, but you're on Dish Nation. So you could like write off the clothes you buy and stuff.
No, you can't.
No.
Apparently.
You can. You just might get caught.
Yeah.
You can only write them out. You can only write stuff off that you rent. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like I'll have guys tell me, dude, I wrote off my car because I said blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's fine. Until you've been audited, you don't know if that's okay or not.
Yeah, if they audit you, you're going to have to pay all that tax back, buddy.
What I want to hear is, I got audited and I was allowed to do this. Mm-hmm.
Did you read this article on TMZ the other day about these rappers that are going in the club and making it rain,
Drake.
And they're writing that money off?
That's marketing expense.
Yeah. Drake, like, with $50,000.
I could see that. Entertaining clients.
Yeah.
Like with gambling, did you know that you have to pay taxes on your winnings?
Yeah.
But did you also know that you can write off your losings?
Uh-oh. I was supposed to claim my $270 from Las Vegas.
Yeah, you really are.
How do you claim that?
I thought it was just
that's the most
over,
I've ever won.
I thought you had to win over 10 grand.
No, that's in one time.
But see, I started with 100 and I walked away with 270. So I've only got to claim 170.
170, yeah.
Oh, I got to remember to do that.
Because I have a friend that hit a slot machine for $35,000.
Couldn't pay the taxes.
So he was
going
to have to pay the taxes on it. But then he went back and he could show from the casino showed him that he had lost another 28,000 playing other slot machines. So the net was only 7,000 they had to pay taxes on.
Hmm.
Even gambling, they get you.
Wow.
Yeah. So the average federal tax refund this year will be $2,800.
Oh, so if I went back and can prove that I lost the other 100 I started with,
yes,
I can get away with only claiming
you're
70.
Fine.
Either way, you're still a tax cheat. So $2,800 is the average return.
Kelly with her five chips that lasted like 5 minutes in Black Joke. She's like, I'm out.
Yeah. I want to see the manager.
No, it was the pit boss. He was trying to teach me how to, he was trying to teach me the double down and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I had $100. I say, I only start with 100. And it was 20 bucks a hand at this table.
Kelly gets two aces and she's horrified. He's like, you got to split them. And she's like, well, that means I have to put another chip down.
Yeah. Another $5.
So, I'm like, Kelly, this is a really, really
but
good situation.
You were there with this pit boss. This was at Bellagio. And I lost all five hands sitting there and I looked at him. Because I was using him. He was giving me tips on how to do it. I lost all five hands, and he gave me $100 out of his pocket because he felt so bad.
The pit boss gave you $100.
Yep, because he felt so bad because his tips five times made me lose.
Did you pay taxes on it?
I broke even. I considered it breaking even. I walked away.
Well, it would have been better if they had a TV above him and then Kelly was on TV as he gave her
$100. Right.
Pit boss tipped the customer.
I've never seen that either.
Well, you need to go gamble with Kelly Raspberry.
You might
you know she lost five hands in a row. She's like horrified. Like, why would anyone ever do this?
He gave her
this is the worst game ever.
He gave you $100 to leave.
Yeah. So what did you spend your refund on last year? Do you remember?
I just stick mine in the bank and then use it to like pay property taxes and stuff like that.
30% say they will use it for everyday expenses.
Yeah, I just stick it in.
25% say they set it aside for a vacation. And whatever the refund is, that's how much they have for their summer vacation.
Oh, I think I bought a couch.
17% will use it on clothes and shoes. And 15% will buy an iPad, a TV, or other electronics with their refund.
Hmm. That's cool. Yeah.
I haven't planned on anything yet since I don't know if I'm going to owe or what.
Guys are dumb shoppers compared to women. In fact, according to a new study, men are more likely to think they're getting a great deal if the price is written in red ink.
Mm-hmm. It is a mental thing.
We are so visual.
Isn't red supposed to be bad, though, like in school? When
it
they
is,
graded
but,
your paper?
But it stores no. Red means sale.
Look at this, too. Yeah. I just traveling yesterday. Look how ridiculous this is. Psychology Today headline, Why Men Love Red.
Wow.
Red
raspberry. Bought this at the airport yesterday.
When women should wear red if they're looking for a man.
I haven't read the article yet, but the whole thing's about why
men love
red.
Then why do men hate redheads?
We don't hate redheads.
You hate redheads. You said they're ugly.
Kelly, I do not.
You said they're either really beautiful or really ugly. And then when I said, well, then what am I? And you had nothing to say.
First of all, Kelly,
women with red hair very rarely have red hair.
It's like auburn.
Like red. This is red on this coat can.
Well, no, that's
nobody
okay.
Has that
red.
Hair.
We all know.
Okay.
I had an argument with my daughter last night. Who I love my daughter so much. She's in love with Bye Bye Birdie the musical now. And I had an argument with her over whether Anne Margaret's
a redhead.
Does she live in
the '60s?
Yeah.
Her sister Cameron starred in Bye Bye Birdie the musical at her school, and now she's obsessed with the musical, which I would rather her be obsessed with that.
Morning Glory.
Yeah. What's the story?
Morning Glory.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm a theater dad. I get it.
Red.
Like, do you have a time machine at your house?
I love it.
Your daughter knows
nothing.
But everyone she loves is dead.
Yeah.
It's so fun because she'll go to school or something and she'll start singing the Brady Bunch theme song and the teachers are like, oh, I can't believe she knows that.
Yeah. And they're like, who's your favorite comedian? And McKelly, she's like, Dick Van Dyke.
She loves Dick Van Dyke. She can't get over the fact that he's in so many movies because he's in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
He's in Bye Bye Birdie. He's in Mary Poppins.
Oh, Music Man.
No, that's not him in Music Man. Right. Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Bye Bye Birdie.
Mary Poppins is the one I was thinking.
There's another one he's in.
Yeah, he's in a bunch.
She loves that.
Okay, red. Guys love red, according to this article.
Read it.
It's interesting. What? This is just part of it. It just said they polled a lot of men, and it said men see women in red as more sexually receptive than those wearing white or green.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so they just said that they just like red.
When a guy gets rich, he buys a red Corvette or a red Ferrari or whatever, a red sports car, you know?
Well, you could say that Ferraris come pretty much only in red and black.
Yeah.
When guys were asked to compare ads and price tags, they thought they were saving 85% more when the prices were written in red. It was so stupid. Women knew there was no difference. They're just like, no, that just is in red. It's no big deal. It's just like, make it a better deal. It's in red. So what? And guys are like, no, that's a much better deal. Red. I used to sell price tags. Do you know that?
Price tags?
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad sent you around.
My dad got
bicycle.
Very frustrated with me not having a job because I was already 12 and didn't have a job. My dad couldn't understand how you could be 12 and not have a full-time job. My dad was a little bit of a hard ass.
I think my dad and your dad were probably pretty much alike.
And told me not to come home unless I had a job, and so I slept on the picnic table next to the tennis courts in the park. But hey, I was 12. I could handle it.
I was
Anyway, that's my life. So so he gave me this. My dad was in the printing business, and he printed this stack of cards that said, as advertised. And they had the little hole in the top of them where you could attach them to a shelf at a store.
Mm-hmm.
As advertised. And it was a big, like, you know, like a looked like an explosion going on there. Yeah. And then you just write the price inside, yeah, even though it wasn't advertised.
Yeah.
So it's basically a way to fool people, like, so, oh, wow, that's an advertised price. That must be a good price.
Yeah.
So I take these, I had 6,000 of them.
Wow.
I'm on my bike, and I ride down to the mall, and I'd walk into the store, like the Gap or whatever. And I didn't understand that they had corporate headquarters and stuff, and that the chick working in the store can't buy tags.
I got money in the register, yeah, buy some tags.
So I'm like, hey, you want to buy them? And then I'd see, like, the hot chick that's, like, a cheerleader at my school.
And you walk
and
around
I'm the dork that just got off his bike. I got a backpack on with price tags in it. You want to buy 100 price tags? Since we're never going to date? They're only a penny apiece.
Oh, you're selling for a penny?
Yeah.
That was back in the day.
Oh, they didn't have a Gap when you were 12.
Oh, damn.
They sure did. So anyway, according to a new study, men lie 3 times more than women.
Yeah.
We just did this whole thing about all men are liars. What are the top lies for men? Be honest. Like, what do you think the top lies are? The ones we tell more and more
you look
than
great.
Any other.
I mean, on my way or...
On my way, Kelly. There you go. That's number 2 biggest lie.
My phone died.
My phone died is number 3 of the top 3 lies that men tell.
Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
No, I'm on my way. Mm. The phone died.
If we don't,
the first one?
You look good in that?
No.
If we don't do it, I'll die?
No.
Just me.
It's
in the mail?
Yes, I did that.
Oh, it's sort of like it's in the mail.
Oh, like I took the trash out.
Yes, I did that.
Paid the electric bill.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, I did that.
Okay.
Biggest lie. Biggest lies for women, number 1.
It's your baby.
My weight and age.
I'm fine.
Oh.
No. I'm fine.
Nothing's wrong.
And number 2 is, just like the guys, I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm.
And number 3, biggest lie for women is, it was on sale.
Mm-hmm. I send out the
it must have been because it was in red ink.
Yeah.
I send out the I'm on my way text when I'm about 5 to 10 minutes from being out the door.
Yeah, I'm really bad about
also,
that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I'm almost ready should be up there for women.
Right.
Because
almost ready, yeah.
You're not almost ready because it took you 3 hours after you said that.
You're blow drying your hair right now and you have your robe on. You're not almost ready.
Here's the phrase I hate from women. A little bit.
A little bit what?
Yeah. I'll be there in a little bit.
I need time.
What is a little bit?
Hey, a little bit's better than lying and saying 5 minutes when you know it's 30.
How much more time do you need? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
We need guaranteed parameters on little bit. How long is a little bit?
Yeah.
How much is a little bit?
Come on,
like,
baby.
Did that cost more than the one we looked at? Yeah. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't answer my question at all.
Like, if it's something $699, I say it's $600.
Yeah.
I round down.
Yeah. That's not a little bit.
A little bit.
That's a lot of it.
Just a little bit.
How about just a little bit?
That's
okay.
A lot.
And now the one we told you about. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, this is about driving. The average person has, how long is the average person's commute?
Minutes or miles?
Let's go minutes to work.
30.
30. Kelly says 30.
I was going to say 30, so I'll go up to maybe 35.
40?
I say 15.
15?
We're thinking of America.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think everybody lives an hour out, you know, in the big suburbs and cities and
people
all that.
People that don't live in a city probably don't have a 30-minute commute, right?
Yeah, so I'm trying to average it out.
Yeah, you said 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You're close. You're the closest. It's 25 minutes average. 25-minute average commute.
I talked to a guy yesterday that drives 80.
80 what?
Miles. I'm sorry. 80 miles to work.
Wow.
Every day.
80 miles every day.
And to work.
Probably in rush hour.
To work.
So he drives 160.
So he's got to drive back. Yeah.
Where did it go, Shannon? I totally lost it.
I don't know. There's an article.
There's like a million of them there. Huh?
There's an article I pulled up right there.
I don't want an article.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Okay. Here's a website you can pull up. Well, I don't even know how to get to that. All right, forget it. Okay, so the average commute is 25 minutes.
All right.
And they say that you're a super commuter if you drive more than 50 minutes, and you are a mega commuter if your drive is more than an hour and a half long.
Jeez. An hour and a half.
I mean, you got to be making a lot of money because gas is expensive if you're driving.
90 minutes or more each way makes you a mega commuter. And so the government keeps stats on this because they want to know when they should expand the highway or, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to have a great job over here and really love living way over there.
Yeah. Well, they say it's because of the economy and what happened in 08, 09. that you might have had a job really close to your house, mm-hmm. but you lost that job and you kept the house, but the only job you could get was 45 minutes away or an hour. Yeah. We get a lot of people living that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And we like that. We're sorry for you, but we like that because you listen a lot longer though.
Yeah.
We'll be there for you.
So it's good for us.
Yeah.
So next time you're thinking, this sucks, I got to drive so far, but it's good for Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah.
There's that.
We're spending so much more quality hours yeah. together.
Could I get a turkey on white with lettuce, tomato, mayo, and Swiss?
Is that it?
How much is that?
$6.50.
Hold on, let me play something here and I'll have it for you.
Okay, my friend.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free. You get two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
Back with Kid Craddock in the morning on Friday. Yay! March the 8th. Our spring break is next week, but we'll have lots of stuff you've never heard before on the show, so make sure you're listening. It's Kid Craddock in the morning. You're not going to Mexico, Al?
I'm still not sure yet.
Oh, my God. Okay, our vacation starts after the show today.
Go right. by, like, mm-hmm. at 8 o'clock.
Right, right.
And you're really not
I don't
sure.
know. I don't know.
What's it hinge on?
I may go Monday or Tuesday. I'm just trying to get some other stuff done and make sure my mom and dad are all right.
Okay.
You know.
So it's not just basic indecisiveness, or is it?
A little bit, but I'm trying to weigh in some dates, up and down, and kind of make this date versus another date.
But it's so expensive just to walk up to the counter and buy a ticket.
Really?
I mean,
not
is it worth
big
it?
Not if he's not Chris Brown. He's not going to argue over $10 valet.
No, I got
a little bit more than a $10 valet charge.
Isn't it the worst when you paid $2,000 for your plane ticket and you know you're sitting next to somebody who paid $105?
Yeah.
It's like, that, where else does that ever happen? Like if the two of us, Kelly, are at the counter at Target, and we both bought the Samsung 40-inch TV,
mm-hmm.
and you know I paid $800 and you paid $50, I'd be like, "What? Well, how'd that work?"
I had a coupon.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah,
I've never understood why they punish those who fly last minute.
I don't know. Yeah. Supply and demand, I guess.
Yeah,
but that's the plane it. Would
yeah,
be
getting money.
The seat would be empty if you weren't on it.
Right,
it doesn't make
so
sense.
At least get a little extra cash.
Yeah, I think the price of the ticket should go down as you get closer to the flight.
Back in the day, it seemed like it did.
But then they would never know if anybody's going to show up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you could ride standby, you remember?
Yeah,
You know, that was years ago.
Yeah, so you don't know if you're going or not.
No, I may go Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. Anybody else getting on a plane today or tomorrow?
Nope.
I'm going to New Orleans for a bachelor party on Friday next week.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That'll work.
And don't you have a relative coming in?
Got Kinsey's grandma came in last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, living in the house with you for a while.
Yeah.
How's that?
Going well so far.
Yeah. She's the cool grandma. Is she the one that takes like the daughters out to different countries and stuff? Like she took Kinsey to
a safari.
Everywhere. She's been to a safari. She's been all over Europe. She's been
that's cool.
Everywhere. To South America.
You know, instead of giving money after you die, enjoy the money with your grandkids while you're still alive. That's a great philosophy.
Cool. She's into what you say. Just instead of saving the money, buy experiences that you'll always remember.
Yeah.
So she has all these pictures of her with lions and being all over the place. I mean, she's been everywhere.
And when she does pass and grandma's broke, you know, because she spent all the money on the kids, are you okay with that because you got all these cool experiences?
You have pictures of you in different locations with grandma. That's great.
That's awesome. So how long is she here?
She'll be here, I think, till Tuesday.
Till Tuesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah.
And then I got a buddy flying in on Tuesday.
Man, I hope you don't mistake her for a hot girl when you're coming home and yell, "Hey, grandma, you want to get with this?" You know, like you did with Kinsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. It's getting dark.
What do you do when you have an older person in town? Like, I know if I have a friend visiting, I'll call other friends and be like, "What's the hot place right now?
Yeah.
What's the hot restaurant? Hey, we're doing a radio show."
And that's like our producer and engineer.
He's the worst offender, Robin. He just doesn't care. It's like he grew up in this business and just doesn't care.
It's the Rob show over there.
They have their own thing going on.
He and Robert both are just like, what?
Doors open everywhere.
$8,000 sound door.
Well, you have one in your studio, too.
$8,000 sound door. Good
boy. Anyway, I'm trying to decide if we're going to get the purple futon or the yellow futon. Trying to do a show in here. God.
The surly producer.
Where do you take her?
Like, oh, no.
How old is she?
She's in her 80s.
Okay. So just getting in the car is a pain.
You go to the museum and the arboretum, and you go to pleasant lunches and things like that.
We have a cool new museum that we could take her to in town, and we could take her to restaurants.
But this lady likes experiences. You say
she's getting older.
Take her to karaoke or something.
I'm not taking her to the Met.
Bring it to my bar.
Oh, my God.
Try to get.
No, because then you might make out with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want you making out with Kenzie's grandma, dude.
Can any of our relatives get out of town without having to sing Rapper's Delight with Al at the bar?
Yeah, no.
God.
You did last week.
I've got the video.
For the first time ever.
I've got the video.
You're singing karaoke with me.
I just came up and basically watched you sing. That's what I did. Right. Showbiz Top 5 is coming up with Kid Craddock in the morning, but... you know I'm obsessed with infomercials, and when NSK is in the building, No Sleep Kid, I'm not up watching a movie on Netflix or watching The Americans or whatever. No, I'm just flipping, watching one stupid infomercial after another, and I'm the biggest sucker ever. I buy all this stuff, and if I'm not doing that, I'm at Walgreens or CVS, and I'm buying something from the As Seen on TV shelf. But why is it when I watch an entire infomercial about this product, and they've got me convinced, and I'm ready to call the number, I'll go... Maybe I should Google it, and then I'll Google the product, you know, the Egg Genie or whatever.
You want to see if anybody has anything positive or negative to say about it?
And you know what happens. Everyone that comes up, you see the 5 stars are all blank, and it says, it sucks. It broke the day I got it. They wouldn't give me my money back. Don't buy it.
Right, right.
And then I thought, it's so unfair they don't have to include the terrible reviews in their commercial along with the made-up positive reviews that they have in there.
Okay.
What if they made a law where you had to do that? Could the announcer work around it and still make you want to buy it, even if you heard the truth?
It's like those drug commercials. You could have seizures and bleed out and go blind and be deaf and dumb and blind.
Like, exactly.
I'm not depressed, but I have explosive diarrhea. Don't save that.
Save that.
Yeah. Save that.
I mean, why should the rules apply to prescription drugs but not to Miracle Mop?
Very good point, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's imagine a world where the announcers in the commercial have to deal with negative testimonials as well as the positive ones. Can they get around that? So we have to come up with a product.
Okay.
On my way into work this morning, I decided it's going to be the umbrella hat.
All right.
I love umbrella hats.
That would be cool.
I've never seen one of these.
Do they exist?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, this is a special one with patented technology. It's a hat. And then a pole comes up out of the hat.
Oh, I haven't seen one with the big pole.
Umbrella.
And turns into a full-size umbrella.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like a golf umbrella, like huge.
Oh, I haven't seen one that big, no.
That's perfect.
And when it starts raining, it has a sensor. And so it opens automatically.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't want your umbrella hat just, you know, blocking with no rain.
What happens if there's, like, just a leak in the restaurant ceiling?
I just made this up. I don't know. Okay, so.
He hasn't worked it all out, Jenna. All don't be so technical.
Kelly.
Yeah.
JC.
Yeah.
You guys will be providing the positive testimonials.
You know what? I think that's appropriate because I'm a very positive person.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, me too.
And I like things.
Yeah. Oh. And, you know, those are usually made up. But you're going to be over the board, over the top, excited.
I'm not even faking how excited I am about an umbrella hat.
Okay. Okay. And JC and Jenna.
No.
No.
Al and Jenna.
I'm sorry, Al and Jenna.
Yes.
Okay. I want you guys to absolutely hate the umbrella hat. You bought it.
Got it.
And it sucks.
All right.
So start thinking of what you're going to say about the umbrella hat. Right. And I'll point to you when it's time for
how
your testimony.
How much time do I have?
Like 8 to 10 seconds.
All right.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh, I don't even need it. I'm already sold.
If I'm complaining, I'm going to need more than that.
Okay. All right, start thinking what you're going to say. Here we
go.
Yeah, all right. I'm typing it out.
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
Oh, man.
We're just doing this live. Getting caught in the rain without your umbrella is the worst. Your clothes are ruined, your shoes are ruined, and you're soaking wet. What if you could ditch that clunky umbrella forever and never be caught off guard in the rain again? Introducing Umbrella Hat.
Oh.
Indoors or when it's sunny, it's a stylish designer baseball cap. But at the first hint of moisture, Umbrella Hat springs into action. Okay, JC.
Hi, I'm Ramon. I love the umbrella hat. I was able to put it on and sneak over to this beautiful country because they couldn't tell I was Mexican due to the shade. I can also work twice as long in the hot sun, so my landscaping business has doubled. I now have 2 customers. Gracias, umbrella hat.
That was like an hour. That was like an hour long testimony.
Okay. I thought about the second part.
Thanks to Umbrella Hat's patented. See, they always have patented.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Umbrella Hat's patented fiber coil
technology.
Spring pole action. You'll stay high and dry in the worst of storms. Okay, Al, negative.
Okay. Being a black man, as you can imagine, I thought the umbrella hat would be perfect. It would protect my peacock feathered pants while sporting my powdered sugar-coated wingtip shoes in inclement weather. Man, I got a trail of sugar and feathers all over my red velvet rug.
Oh my God. Did you hear 10 seconds?
I timed it out. That was about 10.
Inclement weather?
It might have been 12.
Inclement weather alone is 8 seconds.
Yeah, that took up your whole time. Inclement weather.
Just do the last two sentences.
I got a trail of
sugar. That's only two sentences. What are you talking about?
I got a trail of sugar and feathers all over my red velvet rug.
Okay.
What? That
never happened. Some people are just too dumb to use umbrella hat. But if you're the other 99.9999999%, then order toll-free now. Just $7.99. Umbrella hat. Kelly, positive.
I couldn't love my umbrella hat anymore if I tried. Not only does umbrella hat protect my delicate skin from damaging cancer-causing rays, but the umbrella hat shields my hair from unexpected storms. Not only that, the umbrella hat goes with everything in my wardrobe, and I mean everything, so I'm always in style. Thank you, umbrella hat.
It's like an hour and a half.
I think they'll get longer and longer.
See? It really works. And at just $7.99, you can order one for each member of the family. Umbrella hat not only protects you from the rain, but also from dangerous UV rays from the sun. Jenna?
The umbrella hat ruined my life. I bought it because I needed that UV protection for my trip to Daytona Beach. I saved up for 20 years to go on that trip.
Oh boy.
I wore my stupid umbrella hat to protect me from the sun, but I ended up getting skin cancer, and now my nose fell off. I don't have a nose.
And we gave her money back, so.
No, you didn't.
You're not supposed to be here.
I paid $7.99 to lose my nose.
Yo, nose, my shoes dissolved.
We meant to give you your money back, so.
I didn't have to pay to lose my nose.
We meant to give you, sorry about your nose. Umbrella hat.
Oh, no, I'm getting deported because I need a commercial now.
Last time I checked, there was no call. 800-543. Get a new nose.
No, these bad things don't happen that often. With umbrella hat, don't get stuck in the rain. Get umbrella hat today. There you go. Really? Your nose fell off?
Michael Jackson.
Don't go blowing your nose all over the place. Oh, man. What do you think, how'd we do?
Yeah. So, pretty good, or?
I thought Ramon was pretty stellar.
Yeah, thanks, Al.
Yeah. What do you think about my
the
peacock
way I feel right now should be the actual slogan of the show.
I mean, I could picture the peacock feathers.
Peacock feather pants.
Yeah.
Here's the slogan of the show. It's how I feel right now. Mm-hmm. That's not what I heard in my head.
Hey, you know what?
Kid Craddock in the morning.
We participated with enthusiasm.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I was going to go with the whole gotten my line of sight, and that's why I killed that cat, but you told me not to go so dark.
Yeah.
So
your nose fell off, Jenna.
Cancer. I thought cancer was less severe.
My favorite tweet of the whole month came in yesterday about Jenna.
Oh, stop.
And it said, Jenna's driving is the reason Kelly Clarkson never strays too far from the sidewalk.
Gosh, you kill one cat and you're the worst driver ever.
And then Jenna's rearview mirrors actually have that little disclaimer on them that say, objects in the mirror are deader than they appear. Love it.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Gray Drake is a premier critic with RottenTomatoes.com. She's going to hook us up with her reviews of this week's new movies. Hi, Gray.
Hello.
Let's start with the prequel to The Wizard of Oz called Oz the Great and Powerful. Who's in this movie?
Everyone.
Yeah.
James Franco, Michelle Williams, Rachel Weisz, Mila Kunis, Zach Braff.
Dang. I hear they do something kind of cool in this movie that mirrors the original. They do the first half in black and white, like the Kansas part.
They do, and it's adorable. And I loved this movie for that reason and for many others because I think that it is a very classic movie. It's old school, but it feels updated enough that as a woman of 2013, I could actually buy it.
You don't seem that old. You're 2013.
Yes, you know, here in Hollywood, we're all offered free plastic surgery.
Do we have a flying house in this movie?
No, but we have a hot air balloon that goes crazy in the middle of a tornado.
Yes,
so.
Before all that like happened, that. Oh, the prequel. Right,
right. How about flying monkeys?
Oh, yes, and they're so scary.
How about a green-skinned Wicked Witch of the West?
Yep, check.
See, I'm that's in. My thing, Gray, because the previews do look a little bit scary. My six-year-old daughter, though, loves The Wizard of Oz, wants to see it, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of thrown off by the PG rating. Is it okay for a six-year-old?
Yeah, that's tricky because I, as we've discussed, am 2013, and I was scared by the monkeys. They appear about the same amount of time, maybe even a little less, than in the original Wizard of Oz, but they're really frightening. If your daughter at six is not bothered by them in The Wizard of Oz, she is more likely to be okay.
Okay.
But it's a really tough call because Sam Raimi, the director, is known for directing the Spider-Man trilogy, but even more so, horror movies.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. I think you might be a little off base on why it's PG, Kelly.
Why?
It's not about the violence. It's because Dorothy and Scarecrow hook up, but it's just heavy petting.
Very
just,
brief nudity.
Yeah, it's in the car, and they're in the back seat. It's no
oh,
big
wow.
deal. Yeah. Let's get to the next movie that's out this weekend. It's called Dead Man Down, and it stars Colin Farrell. What's this about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the movie.
You
and
saw
I don't
it,
know.
You still don't know. Okay. I hear that Noomi, the star of this, Noomi, how do you say her name?
I always say it Noomi Rapace.
Oh, she okay. was in the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, right?
The Swedish version,
exactly.
Yeah,
she was a great
was
actress.
In the last Sherlock Holmes movie as well, and further proving that America and Hollywood movies have no idea how to use her, Dead Man Down.
Oh, uh-huh. Really? Now, the plot is that she and her co-star Colin Farrell both want to get revenge on Terrence Howard.
Close, but not quite.
Okay.
Noomi Rapace and Colin Farrell wave at each other from their balconies in their apartment building. They are neighbors.
Okay.
Colin Farrell works for Terrence Howard, and there's a mysterious bad dude that wants to hurt Terrence Howard. And somehow, they all get tied up together, and Colin Farrell ends up yelling at people about SD cards.
Okay.
That sounds exactly like his sex tape.
I think that the screenwriters were, you know, trying to go for the gold here. And instead of making one movie, they decided to make four, and all of them sucked.
Oh, man. So there you go. Dead Man Down, bad. But we got one good one out of this. Oz the Great and Powerful, Gray says, go check it out.
In fact, see it twice instead of seeing Dead Man Down.
Who are you supposed to be?
Kid Craddock.
My man.
You're listening to